We present Clement Foy, Derek Nimmer, Andre Melle, and Charmian Innes in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, we welcome four people who have competed so ably in this game against each other. And once more, they're going to enjoy, in this battle of wits, we hope you enjoy the fun, as I ask them to speak individually for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And we will start this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, here is a good subject for you, I'm sure. Outdoor games. Will you talk for just a minute, please, starting now?
My favourite outdoor game, I suppose, really, is Crown Bowls. This is a game played in the north of England, where I was born, and it consists of the same rules as the bowl.
Andre Melle, you have challenged one.
Hesitation.
Definite hesitation. There are still
was an impediment, you know. It's very shameful, I think, when she sort of challenges me on my impediment. I think it's very offensive.
And I think you're being very clever to try and make out it was your impediment that caused you to hesitate.
If she had three legs, I wouldn't keep saying Andre Melle.
Andre Melle, there are 47 seconds to talk about outdoor games starting now.
Zero.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge.
Hesitation.
You have outdoor games back again starting now.
It's terribly difficult to enjoy outdoor games if you have an impediment, but I do my best.
My favorite. Andre Melle. Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, definitely. Outdoor games.
Milking the audience for a cheap
elementary technique.
Outdoor games, Clement Freud, starting now.
One of the great outdoor games is football, cricket, hockey, and rugby.
Andre Melle.
Deviation. He said one of the outdoor games and then gave a list of about six.
That is quite right. That is my interpretation of the English language is somewhat devious way of speaking. So, Andre, you have 35 seconds left for outdoor games, and you start now.
Hockey.
No, Derek Nimmo. Andre Melle, outdoor games, 34 seconds left, starting now.
Hockey is one of them.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Repetition. She's already said it twice.
Yes, but she can say it twice in my interpretation of the rules. She's said it three times. Outdoor games, Andre Melle, starting now.
There are 11 aside, a centre forward and a centre half and a left wing and one on the right and a back and a goalie. This is a game...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Oh, dear, a very subtly. Look, this is sometimes when you're not quite sure. Look, I'm going to ask our audience at this point to judge, because sometimes when is hesitation not and when it is. If you think that Andre Melle was hesitating then, will you please cheer? And if you think she wasn't, will you please boo and do it all together starting now?
Hooray!
I decide the boos have it. Andre was hesitating. Clement Freud has the subject. 24 seconds. Outdoor games, Clement Freud. Starting
cricket
now.
Is a quite splendid outdoor game. You have a wicketkeeper and a bowler. The ball is slung down the pitch. A bat is...
Andre Melle, the subject you have challenged, why?
Deviation. If it's slung, you get slung out.
No, you can sling a ball in any game. I do assure you that, Andre. You've said... I know you're not very up on outdoor games, you said so. Clement Freud still has the subject. 14 seconds left, starting now.
Another excellent outdoor game is lacrosse, which is played by a number of ladies on either side who...
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation. You can be played by men as well.
Yes, but it's within the way he was speaking. I don't think it's genuine deviation. No, no. It's a clever try. I can't award you any points for it. 7 seconds left for outdoor games. Clement Freud, starting now.
In North Lancashire, where Derek Nimmo comes from, a number of men also play lacrosse, and the same sort of thing. They have lacrosse bats.
Derek Nimmo, you got your challenge in before.
Well, he said lacrosse four times.
Yes, yeah, he definitely times. Did. Repetition. Three. You have 1 second left to talk about outdoor games. Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Draft.
Right, well, actually, Derek Nimmo does get the point for speaking as the hooter went, but Charmian did challenge. What was your challenge, Charmian, is out of interest?
I thought it had drafts, and that's an indoor game. It's about the only one I played.
Not you? In North Lancashire.
No, well,
and you push them around.
Andre Melle, it is your turn to begin on this particular occasion. The subject is Hay Fever, and you start now.
This is a title of a comedy play, but it's also a very unfunny complaint which several people suffer from in the spring. spring. One of the chief symptoms...
Charmian Innes, why do you challenge?
Deviation quite inaccurate. It happens in June when the pollen flies.
And actually, according to the calendar, June is the spring. Spring is 20th of March goes through to the 20th of June. So June is still the spring. So Andre, we're still with you. Hay fever starting now.
When the pollen begins to fly, people get this complaint and sneeze a great deal. Their eyes water and they feel very sorry for themselves. Other people seem to not be very sympathetic towards this complaint, but I do understand that it's horrid for those that have it. You begin to take great...
Charmian Innes.
Hesitation on beginning, I thought.
Yes, hesitation, definitely. Hay fever, Charmian Innes, with you starting now.
Runs in my family like mad. My daughter has it, and so does my brother-in-law. People who have it very badly have to stop driving their cars because they sneeze themselves straight into bollards and over policemen's feet. And this makes the policemen swear while they're sneezing, and they can't explain themselves because they're so wrapped with all this terrible eruption that's going on that they can't say, "Officer, please, I couldn't help it, I was drunk."
That's a grand finish. Well, you talked only for 30 seconds on the subject without being interrupted. Very well done, Charmian. And you gain a point as you were speaking while the hooter went. Let's have a score now. Right. Oh, it's all pretty even. Clement Freud and Andre Melle both have 4 points. Derek Nimmo has 3 and Charmian Innes has 2. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. This time, photo finishes starting now.
A photo finish is something that happens on race courses, either dogs or horses, when a number of animals pass the post so closely together that the judge is unable to tell them apart with what is loosely called his human eye, and he therefore calls upon the camera to judge for him. This takes some time, and I would like to give you an idea of just how long it takes. The horses pass the post, lock together, and a voice says, "Photo finish." And now this is what happens.
Derek Nimmo, your challenge.
Well, it's not really very close to fair to finish. Hesitation is taking too long.
Yeah. Now, can you justify that, Clement?
After a pause of about 2.5 minutes, which I was going to do,
no,
the judge says, "Here's the result of the photo finish." Pressed, number 14.
You should have found a cleverer way of giving us that pause, Clement. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject of photo finishes with 28 seconds left, starting now.
In 1938 and 1939, I spent some time...
Clement Freud, why did you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
There were no photo finishes before the war.
May I please continue?
You may justify
yourself. You may
yourself
justify yourself if you can very rapidly.
Yes, well, the Russian guard on the border said to me, as I left Leningrad, "Don't photo us, photo finish."
The audience are in full agreement that you've made that point. And you have 25 seconds left. The photo finishes starting now.
Whenever I'm playing bowls in the North England, I take along with me my baby Brownie. I place this on the grass, and when I bowl the woods across the top of the crown green, I have a friend waiting at the other side, waiting to photograph the finish.
Andre Merritt.
He voted and waited.
Yes. Now, occasionally he has complained in this game about his natural impediment. But on this occasion, it was Derek Nemo's natural impediment that tripped him up. So, Derek, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. You still have the subject starting now.
Step goes my chum at the other end of the green, and then produces for me from his Polaroid camera, which is abandoned for his brownie.
Clement Freud.
Deviation,
I said it abandoned, you see. Quick finish.
Yes, no, that was a very clever, very quick piece of challenging for deviation. Clement Freud, you have the subject with 2 seconds left. Photo finishes starting now.
Greyhounds finishing close together.
Well, Derek Nimmo has 7 points. Clement Freud has 6. Andre Melle has 4. And Charmian Innes has 2. Charmian Innes, your turn to begin. Easy ways to lose a man starting now.
There are several of these. If you're single, when I was a very young girl, I was 2 or 3 years ago, and the lights go out and you're in your house with him and he seizes your hand, a good way to get rid of him is to say, "Never mind that, Charlie, I'll just mend the fuse." And he will run down the road at a rate of knots that makes the Queen Mary look like a dinghy. If you're married...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation,
I would say so. Clement Freud, can you talk for the remaining 37 seconds on Easy ways to lose a man. Starting now.
One of the very easiest ways.
Charmin Innes, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He can't possibly lose a man the way I lose one, and if he can, he can't talk about it.
You... A very clever try, Charmin, but you haven't heard what Clemens had to say yet. The easy ways to lose a man, Clement Freud, starting now.
When I take a chap to a football match and I say, will you meet me here after the game by the tea bar, he very frequently does not turn up. And I say to myself, well now, Clement Freud, this is another chap you have lost. Or to put it another way, this is one of the easiest ways to lose your acquaintances. But there are a number of other methods whereby the human race can become un...
Oh. Andre Mellet.
A hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, and that's... Easy ways, what a difficult subject, though. Anyway, easy ways to lose a man, Andre, starting now.
To go to one place where you think he's going to meet you, and he's gone to another. That means you've lost him before you've even met him, and is probably the easiest way.
Well, as Andre was speaking, as the hooter went, she has another point. She now has 6, but Clement Freud is still in the lead with 8, followed by Nina Nimmer with 7, but Charmian still has only 2. Yes, Derek Nimmer, it's your turn to begin. So let us go now from outdoor games, this time indoor games, starting now.
Indoor games? I really rather prefer to outdoor games because they're generally warmer, especially in England. My favourite indoor game, I think, is Sweethearts. Then you get a large paper bag and you put into the paper bag the names of famous lovers in history. Romeo and Juliet and so on. Clement Freud and Mrs. Clement Freud and so on. Then you pick out of the bag a name. Romeo, for instance, or Juliet. Then one, whoever gets the one that is opposite to you goes out of the room with the person that they've picked. Jolly nice game there. The other good game is sardines. You go and find a small cupboard. You climb into the cupboard, summon your chums to join you, and when they find you, they all squash in with you. It's very nice, actually, especially on the Postman's Knock is a jolly nice game. Awfully like Postman's Knock.
Andre Melly, why do you challenge?
Repetition. These games have all the same thing in mind.
I will give you a bonus point for a clever challenge, but we're still with Derek Nimmer on indoor games starting now.
Knock, knock, goes the door handle. Who's there, I say?
Charmian Innes, so you shall...
The door handle, rather, went...
All right, Charmian Innes, you have the subject, the indoor game starting now.
A perfectly pernicious indoor game is bridge, which has caused more divorce and marital arguments than I would care to shake a stick at, whatever that may mean. Shaking a stick at people...
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation. She doesn't know what it means.
Out of her own mouth, she committed herself. Deviation. Yes, Derek. 2 seconds left for indoor games starting now.
Tap, tap, throws the door handle.
Clement Roy, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Yeah. Why? It was knock, knock
the
last time.
No, I think it was knock before.
We put up with knock, knock.
Yeah.
Now
tap, tap.
Tap.
Yeah.
Yes, one tap is enough. Come now.
Yes, but there's lots of different kinds of...
Bludgeoning him.
And we usually go on words in this game, and he's not used the word tap-tap before, so again, you have the benefit of the doubt. With 1 second left and another point, Derek, indoor game starting now.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
I'll just find out what Clement Freud's challenge was.
Repetition.
Why?
Tap, 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 tap.
Very clever. I will give you an extra point for that, Clement Freud. Oh, I have to give you the subject, too, because the hooter hasn't gone. There's half a second left, Clement Freud. Can you talk for half a second on indoor games starting now?
Ludo.
So, Clement, your clever challenge gained you actually 2 points, which gives you the lead this time. Clement, somebody I'm sure extremely close to your heart we'd like you to talk on now, if you can, for just a minute. Autographs, starting now.
Autographs are your signature put on bus tickets and other unlikely pieces of paper which people, members of the public, thrust under your nose and always excuse themselves by saying, this is for my little girl. Somehow by disassociating themselves with actually wanting the autograph.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Clement Freud, did you hesitate?
No.
No. But anything I can do is...
I spoke with tremendous fluency.
Did you? give them a half point each. And so Clement Freud keeps the subject, and you go on with the subject starting now.
I have yet to meet a person who has come up to me honestly and say, please, could I have your autograph for my...
Charminus, why do you challenge?
Deviate and quite inaccurate. I went up to him tonight before the show and got his autograph.
Oh, how terribly clever.
You haven't let me finish.
Well, all right, justify it.
She said, could I have your autograph for my little girl?
Yes, it was really me.
All right, I'm still with you, Clemmer Freud. Autographs, 20 to 33 seconds left, starting now.
So clutching Miss Charmian Innes' book, I wrote into it to Alison Innes, who is her daughter, with Beth...
Charmian Innes, why do you challenge?
Not Alison Innes. I married a man called Mackintosh.
That's your own affair.
It wasn't an affair. I married
him. Did you write Alison Innes? Did you write... Be honest. Did you write Alison Innes?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. All right. Charmian has got the subject over. She has 27 seconds left for autographs starting now.
The trouble with having children is that they do ask you to get autographs for them if you're an actress. And it's all rather humiliating because I feel I ought to be in ankle socks with a bow in my hair, which would make me look exactly like a horse, so I don't do it.
Her physical appearance, not autographs and them. She says she looks exactly like a horse.
And you consider that...
That's there all the time.
Well, as I think that Charmian is a very attractive lady, I consider that's very devious. So, Derek Nimmer, you have won the challenge. 15 seconds left for autographs starting now.
I was standing in a pub the other day with Clement Freud, and a gentleman came up with his old grey-haired mother leaning on his arm and said, would you like to meet my mother?
Sure,
and Clement Freud said, no.
Just a minute, Charmian. I will grant you your challenge, but let's get back to the game, please. Derek Nimmer does go on a bit. He wrestles a bit. One waffler on this program, Derek Nimmer. Charmian Innes is back with you. Autographs with 7 seconds, 8 seconds left, starting now.
There are all sorts of ways to sign one's own autograph, with best wishes, with love from, all luck to...
Charmian Innes has another point, and Derek Nimmer, it's back with you to start. Ah, let us now have a penalty round. You mustn't mention the word A. The subject, Derek, will be taking photographs, and begin now.
When I used to take photographs, I used to get people to assemble in groups. Mother, uncles, aunts, children, and so on. Put my camera, my baby Brownie, on a stand.
Clement Freud.
On
a stand, yes. Taking photographs, Clement Freud, no A's, starting now.
So, Derek?
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Taking photographs, no A's, Derek, starting now.
Recently...
Derek Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think so. Very difficult to judge, but I'm with Derek Nimmer still. 45 seconds left. Derek Clement Freud, you challenge again.
Favoritism.
I said earlier on I was always impartial. I said it last week sometime. Though, Derek Nimmer, it is 45 seconds left for taking photographs starting now.
Recently, I went to see a film called Bella.
Clement Freud.
A film.
Film, yes. Taking photographs with you, Clement Freud, starting now.
So Derek Nimmer's family is ready and waiting to be photographed and aligning them in a straight circle.
Derek Nimmer.
In a straight
circle, yes. Taking photographs with 35 seconds left starting now.
In this film.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I grant you this time. Taking photographs, Clement Freud, starting now.
You rotten Nimmos. I shout at the gathered family, and back they cry, nonsense, how wrong you are.
Hesitation. Taking photographs, no A, starting now, Derek.
In this film, Blow Up, there's quite a different method of taking.
Yes, Clement Freud.
Quite A.
Yes, quite.
Yes, I'm not very good at this, am I?
Taking photographs, starting now. Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
The girls don't press very quickly, do they?
Can't get him keeping
I must explain to the listeners that whoever presses first eliminates the other people who press. So they've all been trying to get in, but Derek's gone in first again. So it is back with you with 18 seconds left for taking photographs. No A's. Derek, starting now.
Greyhounds in the slips waiting to be photographed at race courses. This is always... an imposing...
Andre
Miller,
you've got
hesitation.
Hesitation. Taking photographs for you, Andre. No A's, starting now.
This is quite a difficult...
quite a difficult, yes. It is very difficult. Taking photographs, starting now, Clement.
My children are very fond of doing this because when cameras come out, they look towards lenses, smile, bare their teeth...
Another point to Clement Freud is the hooter went while he was talking. He now has a commanding lead over Derek Nimmer, who still has quite a good lead over Andre and Charmian, who are equal third. Andre, the subject is with you. A second to think about it. It is the subject of Hollywood. because I'm going to have a penalty on this round as well, because I think it's good fun. The penalty for the word the. You mustn't mention the word the. Subject is Hollywood, and you start now.
Hollywood is not as glamorous as you might imagine. For one thing, it isn't really there. I thought it was a place like Blackpool or Oxford, but it's a suburb like perhaps Hendon to London. The people there...
Herman Freud, the people. Hollywood is with you, and there are still 2 seconds left, starting now.
Hollywood is a very beautiful suburb of Los Angeles, a town in California, which is a state in United States of America.
Oh, what a dirty trick. I know, it's very difficult. All right, I won't penalize. Oh, it doesn't. All that happens is Clement Frank gets another point. He still has the subject of Hollywood starting now.
There are many dirty tricks perpetrated in Hollywood. One of them recently was when a young film actress, having successfully done her first audition and got a part in a lovely film, was approached by an agent who said to her, "Will you kindly sign this piece of paper, because that would make me represent you in the capacity..."
Andre Merry.
So. In the capacity.
Yes, hesitation and the and everything. Right. Hollywood is back with you, Andre Merry, and there are only 2 seconds left, and you start now.
Smog.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
No, it was no hesitation. She has another point. Hollywood with you, Andre Merry, starting now.
Sunshine.
There was no hesitation. You have another point and still 1 second left. Starting now.
Swimming pools.
Clement Freud has given you 3 points. What a sporting chap he is. And that is 60 seconds. Mind you, in this particular contest, he can afford to do it because he has a commanding lead of 21 points. All he's done is brought Andre Merry up rather close to Derek Nimmo for 16, Andre Merry 15, and Clement Freud's challenged me.
I want to bring her closer to Derek Nimmo.
But he must try and be fair and help Charmaine in this as well. She's only got 11 points. What do you want, Derek Nimmo?
Well, I give her an extra point to bring her closer to me. I'm buzzing as well, that's all.
Let us get back to the game. And the subjects I will give you before I give you the penalty, Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is toothpicks, which is a very good subject for anybody who's going to do with cooking. And the penalty will be the word and. So no ands, please, as you talk, if you can, for just a minute on toothpicks, starting now.
Toothpicks are made of wood or quill.
Andre Merry.
Hesitation.
Andre Merry, you are right. Toothpicks and no ands starting now.
I always want them in restaurants and they never seem.
Clement
and
Freud.
They never seem.
And they never seem. Toothpicks with a lot of time left starting now.
Having achieved a toothpick, you put it in your hand, try to get it between your teeth to dislodge some foreign body which might have found its way.
Andre Merry.
Disgusting.
It may be disgusting, but it's still within the context of the game. I won't penalize you, Andre. It is still no points awarded. Toothpicks, no ands, starting now.
Oh ho, you would say if you were Derek Nimmo. I have discovered...
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation, I wouldn't say oh ho. But not ho-ho.
Derek, I believe you that you wouldn't say ho-ho or ho-ho or whatever it was. So toothpicks is over with you and no ands and you start now.
The particular delight of going to a Chinese restaurant is those lovely pieces of quill which you find in a little jar in the center of the table for picking at your teeth. This enabled you to eat the meal.
Charmaine Innes.
I thought there was a hesitation.
You were right. There was a hesitation. You have the subject of toothpicks and no ands. Charmaine starting now.
The first requisite for using these instruments is to have teeth. If one has not, it makes it a very awkward operation indeed. They are often made of balsa wood, I understand, which is the same stuff they use for hitting people over the head with in fights in television. And then they pick their teeth off the floor.
And
yes, toothpicks with 11 seconds left starting now.
Molars are particularly rewarding teeth from which to pick because they are large.
Cameron, Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation,
yes. Toothpicks, no ends. 5 seconds, starting now.
Nail files can be used quite easily, Raleigh.
And Andre Miller.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think 11, so. Toothpicks so. With 2 seconds left, starting now.
Tough steak, for instance.
Andre Andre Melle gained another point because she was speaking as the hooter went. And Andre now is equal with Derek Nimmo second, closely followed by Charmian Innes. But Clement Freud is once again the clear winner. Thank you very much for listening today, and goodbye from us all here. Goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.